okay, I know that some of you were confused about what's going on, and that, you know, you were lied to. And first thing, let's deal with the main source of the confusion. Okay, all of you were expecting to witness basically a test happening, right? Where a test that all of you think you went through, right? It was never a test. Where after processing, you say you got tested, they tell you you got tested, and that the breakdowns and the processing was part of a test. That's not a test. That was one of the psychopaths that have control of your group, and there's a reason why. One of the psychopaths that have control of the group that you're in terrorized you and processed you through death and stole all of your stuff. Okay, now every one of you would have been in an environment in the larger humanity that would have been, you know, ruled by a criminal organization. And eventually your life probably would have resulted in that. So what they think happened is they all went through like breakdowns where they were fighting and yelling and doing insane stuff, and then they get told it was a test. When they get processed into the next thing, they say, "Oh, you got tested." And your next, you know, where you end up is based on the results of that test. That's bullshit. You were terrorized and taken. And then the guy that did it to you doesn't want you to know. And lies. And that lie is part of the fantasy that he tells people that he's in charge. So all of you are expecting me to get what? Tested by Franklin Roosevelt? All of you turned. I'm not gonna be at peace. Be so calm. I'm just gonna be very comforting with my voice. Listen, so mellow and comforting. You know, the silky smooth, comforting, you know, nature of my voice and my demeanor. Everything's fine. Don't be scared. I'm gonna be so nice to all of you. Look, if me and you are doing battle for dominance in a competitive process, and I tell you I'm testing you, that's just a way of trying to take control of you. So like Jeffrey Dahmer says he's testing you so he can eat your brains. Howard Hughes says he's testing you so he can terrorize you and kill you and steal all of your stuff. So all of you thought you were being tested, and right after, you know, the test began, you ended up dead. Now I want to make sure, and listen, you guys, some of you are so smart, and some of you are, you know, not as smart, but do all of you believe that you went through some sacred test and wound up dead weeks later? Wait a second. No. Oh, come on. I'm going to be so nice. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm going to be comforting, nurturing and comforting. Do all of you believe that you were tested by the leader of, and there's no larger humanity, just by what? Howard Hughes? That he tested all of you and you wound up dead within a month or a few weeks. Had a psychotic breakdown, went, did a bunch of crazy shit, and were processed through death within weeks of beginning that test? Yeah, but you guys are in a story where that's a test. That's like me stealing your wallet and be all, "You just got tested, fool." And you're all, "I got tested. And what was the result of the test?" "Well, he ended up with my wallet." "That's right, fool. I tested you. And I got your wallet." And they're all, "Oh, I was tested. And I had the privilege of him getting my wallet. And then I knew the results of the test." So all of you were tested. And he took your lives and all, he terrorized you for a few weeks. Be at peace. He took all of your stuff, terrorized you, and processed you through death, and got you to do a bunch of crazy stuff. Yeah, you guys just didn't understand the battle environment. Yeah, well, it's happening again right now. Well, all of you lost. Well, I'm not like all of you. Yeah, but you guys are fucking stupid or cowards or whatever the reason. You guys lost to a psychopath? Yeah, well, not everybody loses. So he tested all of you, and then all of you did a bunch of crazy stuff and got processed through death. The real leaders, they do an assessment, and it's a little more difficult for me to be calm because I'm riding to work right now. So I'm on my bike and there's cars and a lot of stuff, but I'm trying to be just as calm as I am when I'm, you know, like sitting in my living room. So this is the confusion. So all of you think you got tested. You guys went into a battle environment with the guy that got control of your older generations. Now Hughes got control of the group of people that all of you were in. So then all of you went up against him and immediately turned into what you thought was a test or didn't understand. Yeah, but when he did it to me, it went on for years. And then finally I busted him. So I just dealt with it. Like, you know how all of you exited after a few weeks? He did the same thing to me when I was building a software company. I dealt with it for years. And then I busted him for everything he did over those bunch of years. That's how he lost. Well, this is the outcome of it. This is the results of it. Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie to all of you. I'm not testing him. I busted him, he turned, and now I have control of the story that's being presented at the end. All of you went up against him in sort of a battle environment. All of you turned for whatever reason, and then he terrorized all of you and processed all of you through death because that's his obsession. Have you seen in Godzilla, like Mecha Godzilla, where the guy like rolls his eyes back and he's like Neuralink and he's controlling Mechagodzilla? Hughes pretends like he's a god and that he's doing it to all of you with his mind. So he pretends like he's a god and like he's doing all of it to you with his mind. So he has an obsession. So every time that happens, he does basically the same thing. So something very similar happened to each and every one of you. And he doesn't want all of you to know what he's really doing, so he makes up a lie that makes it seem like he's in charge and he's testing all of you. And all of you believe that you were tested and you got terrorized and processed through death and all of your stuff got taken. So I could steal your wallet, kill you, tell you you got tested, and you guys would be happy? And before you say no, that's exactly what he did to all of you, but way worse. So I couldn't steal your wallet, kill all of you, process you through death, and then you'd be happy about it and thank me? And, oh, much respect. Yes, sir, the king, or whatever. Because that's what he did to each and every one of you. I have complete control of the story that plays out at the end. I'm just going to focus all of you on him and let you see what he's doing. His mental illness is based heavily on obsession, jealousy and obsession and terrorizing people, which is what he did to each and every one of you. Now, all of you, let's make some lemonade out of, like, you know, the lemons that all of you are, you're like, oh, we're not so smart. This is a little bit humbling, and it's supposed to be that each and every one of you are in that story where he put the blame on all of you. He blames the victims. So he blames the victims. And each and every one of you are basically the victims or the losers. And he blames each and every one of you and tries to turn his psychotic terrorization and killing and thieving. It's sort of a continuation of what he got busted for when he was terrorizing and murdering people. Well, he's doing the same thing in containment in a story and did the same thing to all of you. And then says it's a test. So he tested everybody and everybody ended up dead. And everybody ended up terrorized and dead and all their shit got stolen. Yeah, you guys got, you know, taken by a psychopath. You guys got basically tested by Jeffrey Dahmer. Homosexually, you know, sodomized, or at least in the story environment, terrorized homosexually and perversely with a lot of stuff focused on sodomy. And that's one of the reasons why he says he's testing all of you. Because his obsession with sodomy is an issue in homosexuality because he's like targeting children, trying to kill all the girls. So he doesn't want anybody to know what he's really doing. So instead of taking responsibility for all the perverted stuff that he's doing, he just says it's a test and puts the blame on all of you. So I know what all of you were expecting was going to happen, the exact same thing, because it's a pretty standardized test, right? It's a standardized test that all of you went through. Yeah, if you turn and he gets control, that's what he does to you. But if you win, then you can expose him. Well, why didn't any of you win? Why didn't any of you win? This is the humbling part of it. Because you're either not smart or not good at the process, or because Hughes isn't some criminal genius. He's a psychopath. He's mental illness. And obsession is very difficult to deal with. You have to be highly skilled and highly trained. The Nazis got taken by him. They turned into that story because they thought he was, you know, Howard Hughes, and became Franklin Roosevelt. And they had just got defeated in World War II. And they associated him with America, one of the superpowers that defeated them. So they were afraid. So they turned at some point, and he, you know, well, he did a similar thing to all of you. Where, what is he, America, the Freemasons, New World Order? Well, the Nazis thought he was America or the New World Order or whatever they thought he was. And that gave him some amount of control over them, at least psychologically. So he did something similar to all of you and then terrorized you and processed all of you through death and took all of your stuff. Luckily, the real leaders did do an assessment and placed all of you in, you know, different environments based on your assessments. So the test that all of you think is going to happen isn't going to happen. Hughes isn't going to be able to blame anybody like Limbaugh or anybody else. People like Herman that are surrendering into deals, I'm not going to focus on them because they're bending the knee. Again, I'm giving them the opportunity. I'm giving everybody the opportunity. Like, you guys like Game of Thrones? Bend the knee, kiss the fucking ring, and I won't focus on you. You right now, you reaffirm. You get on your fucking knees, you bend your knee, you kiss my ring. I don't literally have a ring, but you know, in a show of submission, every one of you. And they had to reaffirm their, you know, commitment to submission. And I won't focus on them. Hughes didn't want to reaffirm that commitment to submission. So we're going to focus on what he's doing. And it's real simple. He doesn't like girls. He gets obsessed with guys. He's trying to turn guys into girls. The mental illness, the homosexuality, in its worst form of mental illness, is one of the most dangerous things, if not the most dangerous thing that humanity has to deal with. So he's going to get exposed for that. Well, Hughes is being brought out of his fantasy and focused on this, but he's still trying to take control of what's going on. Because of his obsession, he did it to all of you. So why wouldn't he be able to get control at the end? We got busted. The testing thing, what you guys thought was the testing, happened when I did the software company. Yeah, well, I didn't lose. Because I'm not, you know, well, I'm just a higher, you know, higher quality of person than all of you. It's not permanent. It's just that when I went up against him, I was a much more highly skilled, highly trained, better person than any of you were. And his mental illness and obsession and you know, and just dishonesty, it allowed him to exploit things, whether it was being naive or things you were hiding. He exploited things about all of you that caused all of you to turn. He got control of you, terrorized all of you, and processed you through death, stole all of your stuff, and then put the blame on all of you with a story. So all of you basically thought that you were tested and failed. Because it was all of your fault when you failed, right? That's why you all died, right? Because you failed the test. So it wasn't that Hughes is a psychopath like Jeffrey Dahmer and killed all of you and stole all of your stuff because he's a murderer, because he's a serial killer, which is one of the things that he got busted for. But I just want to, it's important to me that I understand what all of you believe is going on. So you think that all of you, when you got processed through death out of your first identities, through your breakdowns, you think that you went through a test, and when you were processed through death was when you failed the test. And all of you believe that. You don't think a crazy person got control of you through manipulations, homosexuality, and obsession? And in a battle environment, in a very advanced environment like the games in Tron, a psychopath got control of all of you, terrorized you, stole all your shit, and processed you through death. Or processed you through death and stole all of your shit. But all of you, but he blamed all of you and put you into a story where you guys thought you were tested and failed. So he blamed the victims. And all of you, none of you like thought that that was a thing. Like, hey, if you guys, listen, if You guys are gonna sit around and on December 24th, and you're gonna wait for this guy that breaks into your house and leaves a bunch of gifts, and you're gonna leave cookies and milk for him? I got some really, really disappointing news for you. Honestly. And there's also this giant fucking rabbit that hides eggs full of candy that, oh man, you guys are gonna be really, really disappointed. Look, what he told all of you was the lie that he used to cover up what he did to all of you. I didn't lose. So I'm gonna expose him. Well, he's been on a rampage for a very long time. And, well, I busted him. Yeah, but see, I busted him when he was doing this stuff to me. Got control of the story that he stuck in. And now every one of you are gonna be brought out of the stories that he trapped all of you in to cover up what he did to all of you. And are gonna find out what he really did. So every one of you are still in a story that he used. I mean, he doesn't have complete control of what each and every one of you are doing. Just one little storyline in the environment that all you guys went through placement, went into lives, went into various groups. Some of you are being processed into your third identities. And there was a storyline, not the entirety of what you're doing, where you were tested and failed. But in reality, you were assessed by the real leaders, but the thing that resulted in your processing through death was, in a very competitive environment, a psychopath got control of all of you in the story environment that you were in, terrorized you and processed you through death and stole all of your stuff, and then blamed you for failing a test. So it'd be like me stealing your wallet, killing you, and then blaming you and saying you failed the test, but I stole all your shit. And it's your fault. Well, the reason why I'm able to explain this to all of you is because I didn't lose. He did. I'm not gonna make up a lie or a story. I'm just gonna tell all of you what he's been doing as we move forward. Yeah, but I'm gonna show you, like Morpheus. Listen. You guys don't have to take my word for it. He's stuck in my story. I'm not gonna do to him what he did to all of you. I'm going to allow him to do whatever it is he's really trying to do, and I'm gonna focus all of you on him while he's doing it. So I'm just gonna expose him so that all of you can see he's trying to do the exact same thing to me that he did to all of you, because it's his obsession. And he would keep doing it over and over and over again. I'm also being processed by the real leaders. Me and the little ninja girl are being judged right now. It's one of the reasons why I'm talking like this. Because I'm basically appealing to like the council of leaders. I'm like, look, we're fine. Me and her are fine. We can continue on. Let us work our way out of this. Finish our savings. We're going to go on that trip. And don't process us for a few years. Because we'll have to deal with people and they'll be processing and right now we can just, you know, continue on with our savings, have to deal with a little bit of stuff at the factory and go on a vacation for a while until at some point we do get processed. Everybody does. But we're basically asking the leaders for the longest time extension that they're authorized to give us, which is a few more years. So I'm, you know, the equivalent of being on my best behavior, and I'm showing them, I'm like, look, I'm totally fine. She's totally fine. Just let us continue on till we hit the limit of our lifetimes. And there is a limit to where we reach processing. And it's a few years from now. There's nothing we can do about it. It's the colonization process. There's nothing anybody can do about it. When you reach the limit and hit processing, there's nothing anybody can do about it. But you can be processed sooner if you go into like a Hughes-like breakdown where Hughes terrorizes you and gets you processed. He basically resulted in all of you getting processed early. I didn't get processed early. I'm still going. He did whatever he did to all of you and said it was a test. He did to all of you and killed all of you. You got processed through death and he stole all of your stuff and pretended like he was a god. And the he's in charge fantasy that he's in. So just, that's the story environment. And you battle for control of the story environment. That's how the advanced environment works. So look, he did lose. Hughes did lose. He did that to me for a few years. I busted him. He turned. And all I'm going to do is bust him again in front of all of you, to what he did to all of you and to what he's doing in the larger environment with the homosexual sodomite final solution and all the trans stuff. He's not going to be able to focus on anybody else. I'm just going to systematically and methodically, in a very calm way, I'm going to go through the various things that he's doing, and I'm going to prioritize the things that are causing the confusion so that all of you can understand what's going on. And, you know, in a very, like, just step by step. Okay, what's the issue? What are all of you confused by? Why I'm not going through the test? Because there is no test. There's an assessment that you go through. All of you got processed through death because he terrorized all of you until you failed. The process, not a test. He was trying to kill all of you and successfully resulted in each and every one of you getting processed. Have you ever seen Pitch Black or Chronicles of Riddick? Where the guy's like, you keep what you kill, Riddick. You keep what you kill, with Vin Diesel when he's Riddick. And they fight in the underverse. You keep what you kill, Riddick. You keep what you kill. So he steals all of your shit. So he's a thief. He's an obsessive thief. So he killed each and every one of you, resulted in your processing, and got to steal your stuff. You understand? So that was one of the things that was causing the most confusion. So I've given you kind of an overview of the overall process, the colonization planets, the process that all of you were in, so some of the technology, the larger humanity. Now, the thing that's confusing all of you at this point is that test. And then, you know, over the next day, over the next like 24 hours, we'll see what's confusing all of you now, and I'll explain something else. And it's going to become very, very clear when all of you guys see over like a few weeks what Hughes is really doing. And all of you are focused on him and are going to actually see him trying to do it to me, the part you didn't see when he was doing it to all of you. And you guys didn't see that. You guys didn't see what he was doing when he did it to all of you. You're going to see him trying to do it to me, and all of you will immediately understand what he did to all of you. And I'll explain a little bit more stuff, and we'll try to get you guys a better understanding of the overall process so you have a better chance of earning participation in better projects moving forward. I'm not your enemy. I'm not like a different Hughes. I'm not some other bad guy that got control. I'm one of the real leaders. You guys have never dealt with a real leader before. It's going to be a much more pleasant experience.